Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. And a bunch of you have asked me to make an announcement about the fact that there is a INFJ Facebook group, a free one, that I've created a while back. I don't talk about it much, and so a bunch of the people in the group were like, let's just talk about it a little bit more on the channel so more people can join, because it's such a good group. So here I am, kind of doing a little bit mini advertisement for it. So if you're interested in joining a Facebook group, if you are on Facebook and you want to join an INFJ and non-INFJ Facebook group, you're more than welcome to do that. The link is in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about another contradiction that delineates an INFJ's personality. And it's actually, I think, a cornerstone of our personality, which is really fascinating because there's many things about us that are really essential to us, but very few things like this one. So basically, the idea is that even though INFJs get frustrated by the fact that, you know, they are INFJs, that they are so different, that they are so unique, that they're so different from everyone around them, and because of that, they feel misunderstood, and they wish they were understood more, and they feel lost and alone and segregated and separate from everyone around them because of this uniqueness, I guess, we feel... Most of the time, we feel insane in the head. We feel like an alien, right? A lot of you guys have messaged me saying, I don't feel like an alien anymore because of your videos. Well, before that, a lot of us do, and until we figure out that there is a community out there of INFJs, of people who are very similar to us, until that point, we feel desolate. We feel isolated. And we feel depressed about the whole situation, right? But the thing is, about INFJs, that we also don't want to be common or ordinary or just like everyone else. That's another thing that I get messages about all the time, saying people saying, oh, I'm so different from everyone around me. And a hint or a note of pride in that, oh, I do things differently, or, you know, I'm not the same as everyone around me, or, you know, I wouldn't buy that item because I'm different. As simple as, you know, I don't buy an iPhone because everyone has an iPhone, so I'm going to buy an Android or a Google phone. Or I'm not going to buy a MacBook Air because everyone has them, so I'm going to buy a random Surface notebook or something that people don't normally use. So we like our uniqueness. We also get frustrated by our uniqueness. We also try to emulate it a lot of times, where we try to bring more of this uniqueness into our life by doing things like, you know, staying away from trends and mainstream media and things like that. And so this contradiction, which is, I think, the bipolarity of INFJs in general, is a very common phenomenon. I've done so many videos on it. And I think I've told you guys before, we do come across as bipolar because there's hundreds of contradictions within us. Hundreds. I've done videos on maybe, I would say, 20 or 30 of them. I have videos on maybe 20, 30 of them. But I know that there's many more contradictions within me because I'll be walking through this world and all of a sudden realize, ah, I think this way, but I actually also think this way. And that's another contradiction. I really should make a list of all of it, but it just comes and goes. It's like fleeting thoughts that come in and I'm not able to capture them mostly. But so this thing about us, this contradiction within us that, yeah, I love it. I'm so unique. I'm awesome. I'm different. That's so great. I love being an INFJ. Also, when we're unhealthy, or perhaps when we don't have a good social network, or we don't have a lot of people around us that love and care about us, then we feel the isolation of being different, of being unique. And that's when we feel, ah, I wish I could just be the same as everyone else so that I wouldn't have to deal with this unique nature of mine. I wouldn't have to deal with the solitary nature of mine. I wouldn't have to deal with being away and apart from everyone else. And I could just be like everyone else. And I think a lot of this comes up for me, this frustration with being different, when I am at a social event. Usually when I'm by myself, sitting in my room, you know, here, doing my thing, reading or eating delicious foods or reading delicious books, I'm fine. I like myself. I like who I am, unique or not unique, whatever it might be. Even if I have the same MacBook as everyone else or the same iPhone as everyone else, or I like the same trends as everyone else, I like mostly all of the different parts of me. But then for some reason, when I go to social events and when there are many people around me, this sense of contradiction of a lot of different things, but this particularly comes up a lot for me. In the sense that I'll be standing there, for example, I was at an event recently. I was at a dance party, right? And so Chiang Mai has a unique perspective where there's a lot of hippie, spiritual hippie people here, extremely hippie. And you know, you can tell them, they're very differently dressed, and They smell like lavender or sage, and like, you know, I mean, they're amazing people, good people, but you can always tell these spiritual hippie people. And I am hippie in certain ways, but not completely. And then there will be the tourists, the foreign tourists that are a lot in abundance in Thailand as well, in Chiang Mai. So there's a lot of those. And so at this dance party, party, there were both sides. You know, there were the hippies. It was a lot of hippies, and then a few digital nomads like me, or like people who are hippie but also work with computers and in the real world and things like that, who are techie perhaps a little bit. And then there were the tourists, the really loud, obnoxious tourists who are there to drink and party and just be hooligans, right? And so I would just stand back from the party a few moments. You know, I would just be dancing, and then I'd be like, let me take a little break. And then I'd stand back from the party a bit, just stand back, you know, in the behind back behind the party, and watch everyone dancing or everyone on the dance floor. And it was just interesting because I was like, which group do I really fit into? And in that moment in time, a lot of times when I do have this question in my mind, I do feel the sense of loneliness where I'm like, well, I don't relate to any of these people really who were there. A couple of friends that I came with, yes, I related to, but it was like a minuscule amount compared to all the different people. And I could not understand how I could be friends with these people, or even like acquaintances, or even if I could have a conversation with these people who are dancing on the dance floor. I felt really separate and apart from them. And in that moment, I was like, I wish I could really just fit in with these people and actually have a conversation with them, like so many of them are doing. People are chatting with each other and having fun and open and extrovert. And I just felt like, oh my goodness, I just want to hide in the corner, or I just want to dance on my own. And that's all I wanted to do. And then obviously, of course, in that moment, there's also this ego that comes in and just says, oh, it's fine. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're unique. You're awesome. You're an INFJ. You're special. You don't want to be like everyone else. It's not fun, etc., etc. And so that also comes up. My ego starts speaking, saying, oh, you're good. You're great. You're awesome. Separate yourself from everyone. And so the reason I wanted to do this video is that I just want us to be careful of this separation because of our ego. And this is something that I've been thinking about a lot, is that are we separating ourselves from other people because we feel rejected by them, because they actually rejected us? Or did we make up a story in our head that they rejected us? And a lot of times I feel like it's a story, because in the party itself, when I went back to the dance floor, a couple of people came up to me and said, oh, I thought you left. I've been watching you dance all night and it's been really nice. And what's your name? And started talking to me. And I was thinking to myself in my head, I was creating that separation. I was creating that illusion that I'm separate from these people. But I had a conversation with them. They were kind, they were nice, and they were all just human, just like me. And I was the one who was creating the story in my head that, oh, I'm not gonna be able to connect to these people. I did not even try to connect to them. I didn't even start a conversation, or I didn't even make eye contact with anyone and, you know, try to make that connection happen. I just assumed that they were different and we're never going to connect. And then this kind of example happened all through the night. You know, I'd walk through this to the party, and a couple of people would randomly stop me and say, oh, I like this, what are you wearing? Or met a friend that I hadn't seen in a while, and she hugged me, and she's extremely hippie as well. And so, but it was nice. We had a conversation for a little bit and felt like I was accepted. And so really, I want us to be careful as INFJs, because we do create stories in our head, imaginary stories, that say that we are separate from the world and we're separate from the people around us. But is it really true? Now, sometimes, of course, it's true. Sometimes we are being alienated and we are being bullied. We are being separated out. But as I said, I don't think it's true every single time. Yeah. And I know it's trauma usually that's speaking to it, because I have been bullied in the past, and I have been ostracized in the past, and I've been pushed away in the past. So I know I have a tendency to protect myself and to hold up all these defense systems saying, oh, I know I'm going to be rejected again. So how about I just protect myself in advance? I'll just preempt it all. Well, not everyone is exactly the same. And just because you had an experience in the past like that doesn't mean that you're going to have an experience like that in the future. So we really have to be careful with that. And I hope that this video will just at least help you start thinking about it. I think that's the main priority here, is just think about it. You don't necessarily have to change anything. You just have to start looking at the people around you and really think, am I making up a story that they're separate from me, or are they actually alienating me, or is it just my past trauma speaking? What in reality is going on here? And so that's where I think real growth will happen for all of us as INFJs. If you guys have any questions about this, do message me, comment below, or you know, whatever it might be, and I will do another video on it. It's a great topic, it's an important topic, and I really do wish that I have been able to explain myself properly. And again, thank you for supporting me. If you're interested, you can support me further by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.